You're listening to SBS News.
Aviabomba.
The Russians dropped an air bomb, this man says, surveying the damage around him.
Скинули авіабомбу русичі.
The devastation confirmed by a regional official who says Russian forces now control most of the flashpoint city of Severodonetsk. Ukrainian forces pulled back to the outskirts of the eastern city in the face of a fierce Russian assault, another big swing in momentum in one of the bloodiest battles of the war. Russia has concentrated its troops and firepower on the small industrial city in recent weeks to secure the surrounding province on behalf of separatist proxies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed to fight there for as long as possible, saying the battle could help shape the war's course.
Severodonetsk has remained the epicenter of the fighting in the Donbas at the end of this 105th day of the large-scale war. We're defending our positions and inflicting significant losses on the enemy. It's dreadful and difficult fighting. Perhaps it's one of the most difficult battles during this war. I'm thankful to each and everyone who is defending in this direction. To a great extent, the fate of our Donbas is being decided there now.
Ukrainian forces still controlled all of the smaller twin city, Lysychansk, but Russian forces were reportedly destroying residential buildings there. Russia's troops have 10 times more equipment than Ukrainian troops in some parts of Severodonetsk, Ukraine's defense ministry said. Ukraine wants its Western allies to accelerate the delivery of arms, warning that Russia could break through its lines in the east. Combat paramedic Daniel Reber, who said he was coming from the United States to help Ukrainians, was attending to injured people at one of the hospitals in the city.
We do get a lot of soldiers here, and we also get a lot of civilians. And primarily, it's wounds that are suffered from artillery explosions. But these are our frontline fighters. These are the men and women of Ukraine who are at the front, facing the fire, facing the artillery, and we're getting them, and then we're getting the very innocent victims who are just trying to stay in the homes where they've been their whole lives, and they're struck by artillery. So it's very tragic.
The Russian government says it's engaged in what it calls a special military operation to disarm and denazify its neighbour. Ukraine and its allies say the Kremlin has launched an unprovoked war of aggression, killing thousands of civilians and flattening cities. West of Severodonetsk in Sloviansk, one of the main Donbas cities in Ukrainian hands, women with small children lined up to collect aid while other residents carried buckets of water across the city. Most residents have fled, but authorities say around 24,000 people remain in the city, including 85-year-old local resident Katerina, who has sought solace from the fighting in her faith.
It will be as the Lord shall give. I would like it not to be the way it is now. We would prefer every day to be good. Go with peace, children. May you have health and may guardian angels look over you.
Meanwhile, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development says Russia's war in Ukraine and the energy and food crises it worsened will severely drag down global economic growth and push up inflation this year. United Nations figures show more than 7 million people have crossed the border from Ukraine since Russia invaded on the 24th of February. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.